CSX Big Jim's house. I want to send that out to Tyler Bertuzzi, Alice Cooper, no more Mr. Nice Guy. 6:15, Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan, 29 degrees. Aaron and I both believe that Tyler Bertuzzi had no choice, but he had to defend himself and the people on the bench. And all he did was simply give the guy a love tap. Ryan's like, no, they grabbed his stick on the bench and then they held him down. If you didn't hear about this, Aaron just had it in sports a couple minutes ago. Bertuzzi got suspended for 2 games for punching a guy on the bench. If you want to see it, and it's just under the keyword
punch.
Yeah, and I'm not reading what you wrote in there afterwards, Logan. Wing sucker punch. It's not a sucker punch. Okay, it's kind of a sucker punch. I don't know, man. It's been a while. Something about the wings this year that's just fun to watch. And Tyler Bertuzzi's becoming kind of a little folk hero, isn't he? With the mullet and the missing tooth and the way he fights people. Like over the weekend in Boston, he beat the crap out of somebody up there.
Oh, yeah.
Was it Marchand or something? And then this at Colorado, that's not the first fight. My buddy, I'll put that video up on our Facebook page. He had another fight and he was throwing uppercuts.
That was such a great rivalry back in the day anyhow between the Wings and the Avs.
Well, Colorado sucks. I mean, you know, but it's, yeah, I don't know. I've never seen you. You're the hockey player.
Well, you got guys who all these kids have to play for something. They're all playing for contracts or a spot next year, more ice time. So everyone's going as hard as they can. And Bertuzzi, he's found out that's the way he's going to fit in right now.
All right. Keyword punch, I see people agreeing with us, right? He should not be suspended for 2 days for that punch. 2 games. Come on now.
He should get a medal.
Thank you. Aaron gets it. We actually have announcer audio from down at LCA.
Huey puts a crushing check on him on the boards. Oh, I'm telling you, things are really going on out there now. Come on down and get places for the home games. Bring the kids. We got entertainment for the whole family.
Yeah, it's family fun, man. He just beat the crap out of this guy. Hit him with the uppercut. Just like in Punch-Out. Uppercut.
Do you remember that game, Ryan? Mike Tyson's punch out?
And you knocked the guy out of the arcade. Great fighting. You're an up-and-coming boxer.
I know the one, the plastic one where you hit the buttons and knock the guy's the head off.
Rock'em Sock'em Robots?
Is that what that is?
Yeah, that would be the same thing. Bertuzzi did that one. So what was the worst thing you told us? Now, here's Aaron. He comes in here as the voice of reason saying that they shouldn't have grabbed. What happened was Matt Calvert for Colorado. You'll see it in the video. Again, we'll text it to you. Same number you used to call us. Of course, the keyword is
punch.
We saw the video. Matt Calvert goes by the bench. Someone accidentally grabbed hold of his hockey stick. They didn't mean to. It was just like they said, oh, that's your stick. We thought it was our hockey stick, so we were just taking the stick back, right? Just to put it away.
That's what I thought.
And then he got mad for no reason because they were being nice to him, and he took his hockey stick, and he jabbed Bertuzzi in the stomach. And then poor Tyler Bertuzzi says, you know what? I'm going to help you readjust your helmet because obviously you can't see correctly. And the best way to do that is to bend you over the side of the railing and punch you in the face. See, it all makes sense.
It's all right. Part of it. It's all part of hockey, all of that.
I like your rationale. That's what I thought immediately.
Right. He was just helping him out. I'm going to clean off your hockey stick and I'm going to punch you in the face so you can see better. You, of course, hit somebody with your stick when you played and did what?
I broke the stick over his back. I used to be like the Holmstrom sat in front and stuff like that. And then as I got older, I was more of go out and take that dude out. So I broke a stick over a kid's back and then ended up causing a huge bench brawl. But I got 15 games for that one. I stepped on a kid on accident. I still say that was on accident.
You stepped on a kid with skates?
Yeah, he was in the corner. Oh. He fell in the corner and I kind of stepped on his ankle. I had to go in front of the board, Little Caesars hockey board, for that one. I used to get suspended all the time because I just got in fights.
Okay, so if you want to see Tyler Bertuzzi's punch, the keyword for that one is
punch.
If you want to see Ryan's, it's in a Quentin Tarantino movie. What do you mean you stepped on someone with your skates?
I didn't mean to. The ref told me I was the dirtiest player he's ever seen. I still to this day defend it that I didn't mean to. I was just playing the puck, not my fault.
You can't say my bad when you cut somebody with a slap chop.
Stay on your skates.
Stay off my ankles, you felon.